two from the good black man, and we're a winner. And everybody knows the two, we just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from, we're all moving on up, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up, woo.
Well, good Saturday morning. This is your podcast host, Brenda K. Sanders, coming to you on The Political Strategist. I thank God that I still have a voice to voice my opinions, my beliefs, express my true opinions about what is going on in this country. I'm sad to say that it's a sad day, in my opinion. It's a day when civilians in the country, in this country, the United States of America, are targeted, are attacked by our military. And when we endure domestic terrorism from the perspective, let's just kill them ourselves. The military, they need assistance to do this. And then we have persons on the ground shooting AR-15s, launching attacks and intimidation in our country. That's the state of our country. And if you think about it, let me think about it. Today is the anniversary of the Charleston 9 shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. And I've told you before that on the day of the Charleston 9 shooting, I think it was a Thursday, I was sitting at my harp in South Carolina. I have a picture of it. Well, no, it wasn't that picture. It may have been another picture. I was sitting in my living room in my house in South Carolina, just, kind of just playing on my harp when this newscast came on saying that some people had been shot down in Charleston. I didn't think of anything of it. And of course, later, only to determine that 9 black parishioners of the church, I don't know if it was Greater Emmanuel. I got to look. I just looked at the article. Was shot. They were shot and killed. A white person, and I believe a trained shooter. I don't know if he had an AR-15. I got to read the article. Dylan Rue went in the church and killed people. Today is the anniversary of that shooting from 2015. The media has not made much of it, but these shootings have definitely developed and started in that era. I think they started in 2012 with Sandy Hook. But I remember everything about that day. I remember just feeling horrible. I remember wanting to drive down to Charleston which is, by the way, I thought about an hour away, but I was down there campaigning in 2022 for the U.S. Senate, and it is 2 hours away, a good 2 hour solid ride down to Charleston. One reason why is because it's single roads. It's a very little highway stretch that you can go from the get from Barnwell, where my house is, down to Charleston. So it's a 2 hour ride. And I think as I considered my U.S. Senate run down there in 2022, what was it, 2021 going into 2022, I kind of retreated because of the lengthy ride that it took to get to Charleston for events. I did go to a few events, attempting to campaign, hoping to get on the ballot for the U.S. Senate in South Carolina. However, it was just too arduous of a ride from my house to Charleston. It was all two-lane highway. Took a lot of time and a lot of money. But so I continue to commemorate the Charleston 9 shootings that took place on this day in 2015. And I continue to extend my condolences to the families of those victims. There are many, many victims of shootings. There are many, many victims of military warfare going on right now in this country. And we have to really, really look and see who's in charge when these things are going down, when these things are really, really, really proliferating and going on in multiple themes. I think it's clear we have a Democratic presence that definitely, if not actively, maybe not actively participating, but certainly turning their head the other way as these events are taking place from day to day. We have to stop it. We really do have to stop it. And we will stop it. It may take some time, but it will be stopped. These things will be stopped. The shootings that are orchestrated and planned will be stopped. They will. Because somebody's going to get in the public office and get something done. And it's going to be done. It's not going to be ignored. And this is what has happened. A mounted violence has come against all of us in an attempt to enforce some kind of agenda. I have the opinion that it's the gay agenda. Now, it's the gay agenda that wants to enforce itself and intimidate certain women and certain people in this country. And not just women, I see, you know, politicians being intimidated and killed and murdered in this country. And so that's the agenda, and they're using violence to enforce it just like they do any other movement, you know, that they want to initiate. But I came on this podcast to talk about my dog. I mean, this is a rare day. My dog is not wanting to go outside, and he signals to me, and he's done it before. I get the signal now that there's evil outside. And so this morning I was struck in my left side of my neck with a directed energy weapon. It looked like it went through my throat. But I also think my dog has just been newly groomed and very vulnerable, but I suspect that he too is a victim of the directed energy attacks, and that's why he doesn't want to go outside. What a rare thing. I've had this dog almost going on 13 years, and he's never failed to want to go outside. So definitely something's up outside, maybe some military directed energy attacks that are coming against him. He is sitting in here not wanting to go outside. It's certainly a evil that I can understand. Today is the day before Father's Day. I wish every father Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. At the time that I am recording this podcast, I guess I rarely prophesy on here. I will put it on my Vision Prophet page as well. But I hear the name Caleb. I hear the name Caleb. And so I'm just going to say that. I don't know what it... I never know what it means. Well, I know the person can get $1 million the next day. But Caleb is the name I hear. Okay, so I just came on this podcast to... Since there was an attack on my throat this morning, I definitely wanted to see if I could still talk. And definitely want to render some commentary on the Charleston 9 shooting. I thank you for tuning into this podcast, as always. This podcast is almost broadcast in 40 countries. 40 countries. Do you hear me? 40 countries. And if I were to, I did promise to do it last time, but I'm going to get on here and tell you every country, there's somebody that has listened to the Political Strategist on Anchor, on this podcast. This podcast right here, 40 countries. Hello. And so I'm very thankful about it. I thank the listeners every week. I do not take it for granted, but thank you, listeners. In those, I think last time I checked, it was 38 countries. And so there is an audience for the Political Strategist. There is an audience for the Vision Prophet. Even the Vision Prophet has grown, I mean, to about six or seven countries. There is an audience for that wants to hear truth, no matter how popular it is. And my voice is an important voice. And I know it is an important voice. You know why? Because it spews the truth. The truth. People want the truth. They don't want something polished up, shined up, and presented as truth. They want the truth, the real raw truth. And so I'm thankful for that. I thank you for your listenership. I thank you for your support. Thank you for tuning in to The Political Strategist, and I'll talk to you next time. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Still stand tall. just be thankful for what you got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, gangster white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still